Well, leaders of the world's major economies are gathering in Brussels for the Group of Seven summit, but without Russia. Moscow's been excluded by Western leaders because of the Kremlin's role in the Ukraine crisis. Ahead of the meeting, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the group will follow its three-stage approach to support Ukraine, to find a diplomatic solution to the crisis through talks with Russia, and finally, further sanctions against Russia would be possible if the situation in Ukraine gets worse. Moscow's reacted, blaming the West for sparking the crisis. Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov criticized Western leaders for ignoring Russia's interest and refusing to treat it as an equal partner. Syria is going to miss the June 30th deadline to completely destroy its chemical weapons, but such remaining munitions are said to be out of harm's way. The statements from the UN agency overseeing the elimination of the country's chemical stockpile. And it comes after the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, secured a third term in office after winning over 88% of the vote in presidential elections held this week. The ongoing civil war in Syria is being blamed for an estimated 160,000 deaths. Millions have been forced from their homes. China's released another statement on the Syria crisis, calling for a ceasefire. China's also urging all sides to proceed with the Geneva negotiations and a political settlement to the crisis.